Better. Better. Like I said earlier in the year, some of it's just extended time that you're going to need. But certainly, you know, the last few weeks have helped. And I would say have improved a good deal. So I'm thankful for that, for sure.
Bedden said you'd be good to go if you needed to. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, I feel a lot better. And obviously, with the, you know, when you're dealing with ribs and stuff like that, you never know until you take that first hit. But it feels like I've gained some ground there. So I'm pleased with that, and I'll be ready to go.
You know, I know you say you're always preparing like you're going to be the starter, but it looks like now you might be the starter. I mean, has Pat talked to you about it? Maybe it'll be the...
No, I mean, my plan will be just what you said. I mean, you just prepare that way, and you know, if it changes, it changes. But, you know, my mindset's you got to be ready to go regardless, because you could begin, you know, after the first snap or the second snap, you know, something happens. When you're a backup quarterback, you're one play away, and it's kind of cliche, but it really is. And so, you know, I've been involved in games years ago where it's two or three snaps into it, and now you're out there playing. And so I'll prepare, you know, like I always do, and be ready to go.
What's your reaction to Johnny's videos? Coach expressed disappointment, frustration. Do you feel disappointment or frustration?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to comment on, you know, another, you know, what a teammate does outside the building, as long as he's doing what he's supposed to inside. I just want to, my hope for him is, you know, whatever those choices that he's making, that they're healthy choices, and they're good for him as a person. And like I said, when you're in that room with somebody, and spend as much time as we do together, you there's a connection there, and you want to see people, even, you know, inside the room and even when they move outside the walls, to make good choices and you know, to make healthy decisions. And so and if that doesn't happen, some, you know, there's a part of you that goes, man, is there something that I can do? What else can I do to help? And so I think that's just my mindset is, if there's an issue or something else that I can you know, help be a part of, then you know, rethink that plan of attack. But aside from that, I don't really want to get into anything much more.
Josh, along those lines, are you worried about Johnny and his future because of his behavior, because of his teammate in the front row?
You know, I just think, again, it's hard to kind of get that far down the road with everything. But like I just said, you spend that much time with somebody, there's genuine, you know, concern with just, you just want people to make healthy choices. And it's not just Johnny, it's every guy in this locker room. You know, we're in this thing together, and we go out there and fight hard together. And so, I desire for every guy to have a good, healthy life outside of this building. And so, so that's my mindset. So regardless, if any guys, you know, if it doesn't seem like that's the case, then I think as a teammate, you know, and just like I would do with any other, you know, close friends in my life, you just go, well, you know, how can I serve them? How can I help them? And you know, and if you feel like you're doing that, then what other area or whatever, you know, plan of attack can you take to you know, do more if need be? So
that's... You pose that question to him? How can I help him?
I mean, you know, obviously he and I have a great relationship, and so, you know, he knows, you know, we're there, and I'll keep the rest of that between he and I.
What does it say, though? But, like, you never had to go to a coach and say, I'm not going to embarrass you during the bye. I mean, and most of the guys on this team don't have to, the coach doesn't have to worry what's Josh McCown doing while I'm gone. I mean, so what does that say, that they have faith in the guys?
Repeat it.
A coach doesn't have to worry about you and most of the time. But what does it say if you're the coach and you do have to worry about, you know, what's
going on? Well, I just think, too, you know, everybody's different, and we're all in different stages of our life. And I've said this before, you know, with the young guys, especially in this day and age, it's not just Johnny. It's just with young guys in this league in general. It's the, you know, the access and the the fact that the things that you may try to do in private and or public, but maybe you're trying to do them, you know, behind the scenes, it can get out there just because of social media and phones and things like that. And so it makes it a lot tougher. It's way different than when I came in the league. So, you know, I hope guys just take those situations and learn from it and grow through it. And you just hope that whenever you go through, you know, something like that, it can be something that you look at and go, I gotta improve from this and get better. So I think, yeah, obviously he made that statement, you know, going into the bye and just, you know, planning on making good choices and things like that. And so I don't think anything other than, you know, you feel like you make that statement to the coach because you feel good about how you feel going into the bye. So I don't know if I feel any certain way about a guy having to say that or not.
We ask you a lot about how he's playing, you know, how he's coming along as a player. What kind of guy is Manziel?
We haven't hung out very much outside of the building, a little bit. And then we've spent so much time here that a lot of times when you're out of here, and away from guys. And plus, I have a family and whatnot. But I've said this before. He's done everything that they've asked as far as in the meetings, and he's attentive and studying and he's learning stuff and trying to improve as a quarterback. And I think we've seen that. And I think everybody would agree. So again, there's obviously things that away from the facility that maybe people aren't pleased with and that may need to get cleaned up. And I think that's a work in progress. But I feel like I always just see and believe the good in people. And I think that, you know, there's some youth involved in some of the decision making that may not be the best, but I certainly don't count them out by any stretch.
Josh, you have a chance. I mean, you passed 457 yards on these guys this last month. How cool would that be to try to break that record?
Well, I don't know if I'd go in the game trying to break the record, but it'd be cool to get a win. When you're on a 2-8 team, it'd be great to get a win in front of a home crowd and on Monday night. So that's all I would care about. That's the thing. You go through the bye and you think through things and assess where you're at. And 2-8's obviously not where any of us wanted to be. I just want to get a win for our team, for the guys in the locker room, and then for the fans, the people that support us, because the city's been awesome as far as how they support us. And we need to put a good product out there and win the football game. So that's my focus. And if it means breaking a record, great. And if it means, you know, watching Crow or Duke break a rushing record, that'd be awesome too. You know, so I don't. That's all I want to do is win the game.
Along those lines, does it give you some confidence to know that the performance you had against them and that you guys had that blueprint that was so effective that you were able to?
Yeah, I think you can draw on that from past performance, no question. But you also know that they're going to watch that tape and try to take some of those things away. So it's not like you can just, you know, roll the ball out there and say this is going to happen again. So we'll have to, you know, tweak some things that we've done and put together our own plan. And the coaches will do a good job of that, and we'll be ready to roll. So
coming off the bye, do you feel super refreshed or just a little bit better?
It's an awesome question. Super refreshed. Just because you said it, so I'm going to say
you
it.
You look good.
Super. Oh, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, your voice was dragging a little bit when you had the injuries and stuff.
Yeah, I just think you're at a moment where it kind of all, you know, just like I said, it's hard at this position and the stage of your career and all those things. You just don't take it lightly. And it's just everything adds up and it eats on you I guess in that vein, leaving here the other day before the bye, I was a little chippy trying to get out of here. So I apologize for not giving good answers and an opportunity to do your job. But I just uh, I think it just kind of adds up, you know. And I hate when somebody gets to see that out of you, because you shouldn't. It shouldn't be that way. But I think the time away was good. Good. Got to coach a couple of basketball games with my boys. Got to watch my daughter in a gym meet, and so it was good to be away and really assess things and come back, you know, with good energy with our team and give it a good go these last six games and really fight hard. I think the message was sent with Pet, and I've been in this situation a few times, and it's you know, when you get to this stage of the year, it's hard, but I think it's for the guys in this locker room and the men that we have, and I feel like the character of our veterans that we can, you know, you got to keep fight through this thing, and it really exposes, you know, who you are. So, so I'm looking forward to fighting with these guys, you know, for the last 6 weeks.
I know you've been trying to get out there every week, and you're better than you want to get out there. But could you sympathize with Johnny if, you know, a week ago he was told that it was going to be his, and all of a sudden Mike makes the change, you know, for whatever off the field reasons? Kind of what a blow to Johnny that would be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'd be tough. I think, you know, for a young player, I absolutely can empathize with him. I mean, that's hard to swallow for sure. So, you know, we'll work through it, and if that's the case. But, you know, like I said, I'm behind the guy 100%, and you know, want nothing for the best for him. You know, off the field first. You know, and then even on the field, I want to be productive, and so. You know, I feel like we've gained some ground. We may not be there yet, but we've gained some ground. So I definitely could empathize with him going through the situation. Because I've, you know, been there as a young player and you know, getting excited about the opportunity to play. So you know, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I'll be there, you know, supporting him 100%.